For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Stephanie Anderson, the senior out of North St. Paul, Minnesota. And Steph, you knew coming into the weekend this was going to be a big battle between you guys, two top 10 ranked teams. Was it what you expected going into this game?
Yeah, I think we were a little shocked in the first period. If we could have the first period back, it would have been a different game. But as the game went on, come third period, we were skating with them. We held them in their zone for quite a bit. So I thought we played good, but just that first period, if we could get back, would be nice.
What kind of adjustments did you guys make there in that second period?
I think we were playing a little timid in the first. So, you know, coach came in and he just said, we can't be scared to play against these guys. We can skate with them. We're just as fast. So I think mostly all of us listened to that, and we changed it up in the second and third.
I know I talked to you last week about your penalty kill. What a great job tonight holding Wisconsin from scoring during the power play.
Yeah, Coach Frickland does a really good job with PK, and we focused on it a lot this week just because Wisconsin, they have really good power play, and we shut them down today, and hopefully we can do the same thing tomorrow if we get another PK.
Of course, they've scored a few shorthanded goals too this season. You guys were really strong on special teams. Is that something that coming into this weekend you knew you had to be?
Yeah, we knew that they were scoring some shorties, but, you know, we just focused on playing our game and not making, you know, mistakes on the power play and causing turnovers, and then they'd go down on Britt. So we just tried to play our game pretty much.
26 block shots. Not surprised because your team is notorious for those, but you walk away from a game like that, you'd hope to have gotten a win.
Yeah, we knew we were going to have to be on our defensive game this weekend. You know, we block shots. That's one of the things that we do. So, yeah, 28 is pretty good, and every line was out there blocking shots. So that always helps.
Your defense got a ton of shots on net tonight. I know Madison and Alexis, even all had more shots than anybody on your team tonight. Nice to see your defensemen get out there, but what's it going to take to get the puck a little closer to the net?
Yeah, we just gonna need to get more girls in front of the net. One of those are gonna, you know, they're gonna sneak through. But we created offense. You know, we were getting shots on net, so we just gotta do the same thing tomorrow. But definitely need to get bodies in front of their goalie.
You guys have had some great success at LeBron Arena. Four of the Beaver 5 wins have been in Madison. You guys were one of two teams to beat them last year on their home ice. Why do you think that is?
We're always just well prepared when we play Wisconsin. We know it's going to be a battle, and we're always prepared for it. We tend to play better against, you know, the harder teams like Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota. You know, we step up to play those guys, so we always show up for these teams.
What do you think of the ambiance there? Of course, it was student night. You had the band there. Did you even notice it?
Yeah, we all knew there was going to be quite a bit of fans. So, you know, standing on the goal line before the game started, it was pretty cool just to look around and see how many fans they had and the band going. It was a pretty good feeling.
And a few Beaver fans in that crowd, including your mom. I saw her tonight. What's it mean to you to have your family so involved?
Yeah, it's great. My parents come to every home game. They come to every away game except for Ohio. So, you know, all my years, they've always come to the games, and it's really nice to see their support and see them in the stands and after every game.
Going back to Friday's game against Wisconsin, your team, you know, you played so hard out there. You guys can't hang your head because of a 3-0 loss against Wisconsin, can you?
No, absolutely not. After the game in the locker room, coach came in and he wasn't upset with us. He was really happy with how we played in the third, and that's what we need to start like tomorrow, and I think that will give us a good chance to bring out the W if we play like we did in the third.
What's it going to take to get a goal against that goaltender?
Got to get the puck on the net. We had a lot of shots in the third period, and we just need to start throwing them and creating chaos in front of the net and get the rebounds, because those are, I think, the goals that are going to go in are the greasy ones, and working hard for them.
As a captain, you've seen a number of players in and out of that fourth line of offense. Tonight, Bailey Wright got her first chance to play in the Beaver Green. How do you think she did?
Yeah, I think Bailey did really well. You know, we were all excited to see her out there and see her put a jersey on for the first time. So I remember I talked to her because I redshirted as well, and I told her, you know, the jitters are going to be there. You're going to want to be everywhere on the ice, but just calm down. And she told me after the first, she was going crazy, but she was excited to be out there and playing.
Steph, congratulations on a great season so far. You guys played really well against Wisconsin. Go get that W on Saturday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.